Okay, so we're up to Sif Gimel. We have a few quicker Sifim. Sif Gimel is about the Nusach HaBracha when you tevel. You tevel Kalim. Yivarach al Tfilas Kali. Is that Tfilas Kli? Probably Kali. Yivarach al Tfilas Kali. Kali? Ve'im ha'im shnayim ha'yaisim yivarach al Tfilas Kali. If they're multiple, then you make a bracha al tefilas kelim. So here we have an old discussion that appears four or five places in halacha, whether we change a nusach habracha or we don't. Although the Shulchan Aruch says that you make a bracha depending on whether it's one kli or many kelim, b'lashon yachid and b'lashon rabim. I believe that the minhag is not that way. At least two of the Gedolei Achrayim, Darach HaShulchan and Chacham HaSadam, bring that the minhag is always to say Al Tefilas Kelim. That's also the psak of the sign in the Tefila Mikvah. It has a sign Al Tefilas Kelim. Shasmar as Baal, says Machlaikas. And so there are different customs, and this comes up four or five places. There is a Mishnah Berurah. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Samach Vav Sivkat Nayin Tes about someone who makes an Erev Chatzeiros and an Erev Tavshilin at the same time. Someone's going, it's Erev Yom Tif Friday, so he needs an Erev Tavshilin. At the same time, he happens to be making an Erev Chatzeiros. So normally we make the bracha kedushanu mitzvayis v'tzivanu amitzvas eriv. Mishnah Berurah says to say amitzvas erivin. So we have at least one makar in the Mishnah Berurah for this shiloh. He seems to go along with the idea that a bracha could be adapted according to what's going on in front of you. Yeah, although there's two different mitzvahs, that may be the terrace, because there are a few other places. Let's say you're putting up a mezuzah. The bracha is mezuzah. Many people put up multiple mezuzahs at the same time and make a bracha l'kvaya mezuzah. You don't make a bracha l'kvaya mezuzahs. So you do one. You may have tefshil and erev tchum, and you also do one at a time. Eretz, you also do one at a time. Tfilas kelim, you also do one at a time. So we end up with a little bit of confusion as to what the proper practice is. The good news is that I doubt there's a question that you're yoytzer no matter which nusach you say. I guess the question for purists to be done, which way to go. The Ben Ish Chai writes, and I would guess that that's a minhag of the Svaradim, like the Mechaber, like the Beis Yosef, to change the bracha based on whether it's one keli or numerous kelim. Kasha on the sign. Okay. They charge $5. The assumption is no one's paying $5 for one keli. So and they announce kayanim. It's interesting. Mishnah Berurah says there's one kain. You shouldn't say anything. You shouldn't say anything. You shouldn't say kayanim. You shouldn't say anything. So there's one kayan. Don't call that kayanim. What? Does it say Mishnah Berurah? That's a call out. Yeah, it's a brush and tzricha. To make numerous brachas is certainly incorrect. And to make one, there are a couple of other places by Lahafrish Chalo, which is the Nusach HaBracha that says in Shulchan Aruch. There's a custom which is mentioned, the Sma brings, that in the Prisha to say Lahafrish Chalo Mino Isa. And for some reason that's become the common practice. Although in the Makaira is the Bracha is Lahafrish Chalo, or Lahafrish Truma, I think the Sfaradim, right, you say. I think so. I did say Lafish Truma by Russell Scholar, but to say Mino Isa, the Drisha brings Kach Nohagu. What bothers me is when you separate from already baked matzahs in the matzah bakery, and you have people saying Hafrish Kalim in the Isa, it seems a little strange. I mean, you could say it means the mitzvah is min ha'isa, and I'm doing it for the Evan after it's baked. But why add the words min ha'isa? So that's the Taz by Shechita. There's a machlekes by a sheichet if he's mafsik in between. A sheichet is shechting numerous animals, numerous chickens, and he separates. Or a baker is making numerous doughs. He makes a bracha l'hafrish isa, and he's separating numerous doughs. Then he's going to talk in between. He makes a dough and he works with it, and then he bakes it off, and then he makes another dough. So the Taz in Hilchos Shechita is done if you make another bracha. The Nidin is if you make a bracha and you're mafsik before you did enough to be mechayiv that bracha. In other words, if you make a bracha and what you do subsequently is not enough to be mechayiv a bracha. If somebody were to stick the tefillas kelim, is to stick the kli in halfway and then be mafsik, that's a hefsik. But if he stuck in the, if he tabled the kli properly, so he already did enough to be mechayev a bracha, or he shechted one animal, one chicken, and he already did enough to be mechayev a bracha. So the question is whether you're allowed to be mafsik. It's a taz in maybe siman aleph near the beginning of the shechita. And the Taz says Tov l'hachmir, but the Sheikh Tav Amekel, it's very hard to go your whole life, a whole hours, and be quiet. The chumra is to not be mafsik, and then you don't have to. Then you don't make the bracha, so you're safe. No, if you're not Masiach Das, you wouldn't make another bracha. If you decided I'm done, and then somebody came running and said, oh, I have another one, then you would have to make a new bracha. But if not Masiach Das, then you don't make a new bracha, just like during a meal. Well, just like a meal. In a meal, if you get a phone call 15 minutes, you don't make a new bracha. As long as you know that you're continuing to eat, it's good. There's another place where this is rather complicated. Tosfos talks about somebody who eats from the Shivas Haminim. If you eat Shivas Haminim, you need a bracha, an alamichya, or a gefen, or alo eitz. And those two nuschais are mekubal in Klal Yisrael. The question is, if someone eats oats, toasted oats, or granola bars that have toasted oats in them, what the bracha achreina is. So there, we have a situation where there's a logically a bracha, but we don't find it in Chazal. The bracha should be, instead of ala es apriya, it should be al ha'adama av apriya adama av atun levis as adama as chem tayar rachava. She bracha mein shalish, but on adama, because oats are by apriya adama. So we don't find the Taisis is mesupik what to do, and the Ramah is mesupik. I remember it's the Mechaber of the Ramah, and the Shulchan Aruch is mesupik. It's negeya to the granola bars that are by apriya adama. There are two types of granola bars. There are ones with whole oats and there are ones with chopped oats. So the chopped oats is not a hadam, it's a zainis, if it's the ikur. And the whole oats is hadam. And the question is, what to do for bracha achreina? Once you split the oat, it becomes a mezainis already. Once it's whole, any grain, any of the chamesh saminim, once it's made into flour, it's mezainis, and halach is... It's funny. The Gemara has a name for split in half, split in thirds, split in quarters, but they overcome mezainis. All right. So this is, as I said, a general question about whether to be mishana nusach habrachis, and I guess whatever you do, you're safe. Okay. What? Don't make amitzus erev. That's right. Okay. You're changing the nusach of the bracha from yachid to rabbim. Al keli va kelim. Well, the Gemara doesn't say anything about al keli and kelim, and the question is whether to make such a chilik is correct. The Beis Yosef says it's correct, And I guess that's the nida in among the paiskim about whether it's correct. As I told you, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chochma Sadam, two of the paiskim achrayim, say to just say a kalim all the time. And the Shai says, okay. What? I can't hear you. The Shach says klimatzis. You know, I'm going to tell you. You know, look, why should you make brachah? Kfaya mezuzah ala delos, ala mezuzah. I don't know. I don't know why they made a nusach this way and that way. The question is what nusach they made. Our question is the lemaisedikah world. Whether whatever we accept that they were keveya, whether we do it or not. And none of the paiskim achrayim say to say al klimatzis al kleischuchis. I believe it's chopped oats in his designs. Just one nekuda about making the bracha in the mikveh. Now, if you go to a kelim mikveh, there's no shaila. You go to a local mikveh where people are tevel, and you want to tevel there. So the question is whether you can make a bracha in the room, which is designated for rechitza based on erchis. We don't make a bracha. So what does a lady do? So ladies make a bracha in the water, but there's no merchitz in that room. Our mikvahs usually, not all, have showers in the same room, which is a merchitz. A merchitz is not because people stand there undressed. A merchitz is because it's not so clean. People clean, people bathe themselves there. And it tends to be less clean than a mikvah where everyone goes in clean. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Pei Dalid, Sifkat and Dalid, says when there's no merchitz in a cheder, you can make a bracha. It sounds like if there's a merchitz, you can't. The question remains whether our merchitzos are different than theirs. Their merchitzos were heated by burning wood, which creates soot and makes a lot of dirt. And b'chla, maybe they weren't so clean. So there's a question whether ours are the same. Rav Scheinberg once wrote an article in Amat Torah. Basically, he said that in our showers, if it's not a Beis HaKiseh, if you have a shower, let's say the shower has doors or a curtain that has a din of a mechitza, or if you have a separate room with a shower, so he wrote a piece in Amat Torah that there's an issa bittul Torah while you're in the shower. Because the reason now I think they're very Torah in a shower is because it's not clean. Our showers are clean. And therefore, you're mechuyev in Limud HaTorah while you're in the shower. That was the shtickle he wrote. You can phrase it as a kula, you're allowed to think and learning, or you can phrase it as a chumra, you're mechuyev to think and learning.
But you should think that
shtickle, because my mother. All right, I want to list of Dalet Hayavav. These are three important rules for Tfilas Kalim, for the category of Kalim that are mechuyev and mezuzah. And basically, many of the shilas about what type of kalim. I'm not talking about the material. Material we discussed in Sif Aleph. I'm talking now about the type of household kalim. What type needs to be learned? What type doesn't? So we're going to have in three sif and three rules. The first one, Sif Dalit, is at least a very clear rule regarding which there is no machlokes. Sif Dalit, tripods, just. Shashayfsim aleim kedera. A tripod is like the grate of a stove. They made a fire. They had a tripod with a circular ring of metal on top, and you placed your pot on top of that, which was now on top of the fire. So these grates, shashayfsim aleim kedera, on which you placed the kedera, einam tuunin tevila. Now they're made for food. They don't need tefila. Avol frialas tunas tefila. Mishnaistam aleim amaychal atzmai. It's the Shach Tess. He says it sounds like something similar to the grate on a grill.
Like a cookie grate.
And they should silent all of mamish aichel. Kein olashen asmak shekaylu roast. Roast, I guess. So here the Shulchan Aruch is a very clear rule. You only have to tevel kalim if the food touches the keli. If the food touches the keli, it needs to be less kalim. If the food is in one keli, and then that keli is placed on the grates, so stove grates don't need tefillah, because nobody puts food directly on the grate. Right. The same thing, the grates in the oven, which don't need tefillah because they're made for things to be placed upon them. Other examples of this are the old style can openers. The can openers don't need tefillah. Now they incidentally touch the food when, if the can is full of pineapple chunks or liquid, when you go around with it, it incidentally touches the food. But that's not called. It's not a keli made to touch the food. It's made to touch the can, and therefore it doesn't need tefillah. Many poskim say the same thing about nutcrackers. Years ago, when they used to manufacture nuts with shells, remember? So we used to have nutcrackers in the house. The kids would know what it is today. It doubled up. As remember, we used to open the jars that you couldn't open, use the nutcracker, it doubled up. So it also likely doesn't need tefillah, even though it touches the shell of the nut. But that's not the eichel. And therefore, these are examples of things that do not need tefillah. That's the answer to why refrigerators don't need tefillah. And oven racks don't need tefillah, because it's not made for food to go directly into them.
If sometimes I hear
that. I get that. The question is regarding fruit bins in the refrigerator. Now, most of them today are plastic, in which case there's no issue. There were fruit bins that were metal years ago, and with the new Green Deal, they maybe go back to metal. If these kooks have their way, and we're going to go back to metal, and they'll be mizakas with a new mitzvah of tabling the fruit bins. But it would seem that the fruit bins do need. Now, halavai. Okay. Now here, one question Mendy asked. Yeah. Fruit blower,
fruit bowl.
Fruit bowl. Oh, you put it in the you put things that have in the peel. Yeah. So you put things in with a peel. Pashtas they don't need. Reb Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about an egg pot. Some people have separate egg pots. Now, typically, when you boil an egg, you leave the shell on before you boil it, and the shell is not edible. So Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked if the shell is a ptur, is a part of the eichel, or do we say it's not? Which is the same question you're asking about a fruit bowl, that which you put grapes, so the grapes touching the bowl, but that's something else. I'm talking now, it's a separate issue. It's a good issue, but it's not our issue. Our issue is if the food doesn't touch it. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says, well, it's a derech to bring the eggs to the table in their shells. And therefore, that's all part of the eichel. Now, in modern America, I don't think most people bring a plate full of eggs in their shells. Certainly, people who mash the eggs. So it would seem that it may be pot from a broch entirely, if it's a pot used just for eggs. Or it may be that, certainly, it may be to make a broch, to do it without a broch.
The shell
stops the... It's interesting, by blias, we say the blias go through. But what? It says it goes through, and it says Bayim. The Achluki Day is if it only goes out, or it goes out and in. It's Machlek Svishayim. But it says that it's porous, it goes through. So I'll tell you, let me tell you. Pashtus, you learn Hosim Simin Kufchaf, it doesn't say anything about Blias. There is some Seifers Hagois and Yeredeya, which were printed relatively late, after, I don't know the exact. His historic line, over 100 years after his Patira, maybe 200 years, 150 years after, they found his Hagois on Yeredeya, they printed it. There, some Sefer explains this sif. Why is it only Chayiv in Tefillah if the food touches it? What's the difference? It's a Kli Meichel. So some Sefer says the Parsha of Hagolas Kalim and Tefillas Kalim are in the same parasha, actually in the same pasuk, right? Taviru be'esh, shaviru b'mayim, taviru b'mayim. So it's all in the same parasha. He says, whatever would be by leia is chayiv in tefillah. That's some sefer's geder. Now, wherever the food touches it in a way that it would be beleya, then it's chayiv. And if not, it's not chayiv. Now, I have a kasha on that rule because we learned the issue if things are glazed, things are chayiv in tefillah, glazed with things that are not chayiv in tefillah, I think in Shach Gimel. According to some sefer, what's the issue? It's beleya anyway, if it's all part of a keli. All right, so if, I don't know if I'm a kasha, you can shlug up. But that's what some sefer says. And it'll be a nafkamina on baking trays. Most people who bake, let's say you have a cupcake holder. You bake cupcakes or muffins, or you bake cookies or a kokosh cake. Most of the people put parchment paper. They don't put the food directly on the tray. The question is if that's a p'tor. Now we're going to learn the halacha of Maimit shortly. It's one of the three sifim. It's the last of the three sifim. It's certainly chayiv in tefillah, at least besafik, because a metal is a maimid. It gives it supports the paper. You can put the paper in the oven, so it's certainly chayiv in tefillah. The question is, if it's chayiv in tefillah with a bracha, is the parchment paper mafsik for blias or not? According to this chassam sefer, so I'm not sure what the answer is. If the parchment paper is a hefsik or it's not. Okay. The bottom line really is that likely if you have cupcake holders, today everyone uses disposables, but not everyone. We have solid metal cupcake holders. So we table without a bracha because the food never touches the cupcake holder directly. It's always, you always put a piece of paper in, a little bottom of the cupcake holder, and that's the way it's made. So that's the halacha of this sif, that it does not require tefillah. Now, in the case of a cupcake holder, we'll learn maimid in sivav, and we're going to see a maimid is mechayim, but it's mechayim kishach and mechaber, so we do it without a bracha by maimid. So, again, if food does not touch the item, it does not need tefillah. An exception is going to be maimid in sivav, but this halacha, at least, is a halacha without any chaylik here, and the b'meila.
Going back to the oven, putting a challah on it.
So the question people ask is, what happens if you have a rack and you don't put food on it, but occasionally you do put food on it? And the example would be some people, after they bake the challahs, they take the baked challahs and put it on the rack to make the crispy out of the pan to give it a crispy crust. So the Darkei Tshuva in Sivkaton Lamed Ches brings on the Pri Chadash. He says tripods are also used that way. How he knows, I don't know. Maybe they still had it in his day. And he says that if it's used occasionally the other way, but it's not an ikker, that it still has this heter of a tripod. And maybe it could be makel. And I'm going to talk about a second possible reason to be makel, but this is the psak. The Darkei Tshuva brings to the Pri Chadash without Chayelkin.
So your oven burner,
whatever I said about the grates is true about the burners on top. Also, in case anyone thought it would be different. Okay? I mean, right. Okay. What? That's what they ask from Shoyim Zalman. If the egg peel is considered a Perhaps, because the blea goes through. But the water is not made to eat, to drink. That water serves as a conduit for the heat. It doesn't. It's not made to drink. Okay, there's a second discussion. I don't know why, but it has become common that people say that electric things are plugged into an outlet, the mechubel lekarka, the potter from tefillah. Now that notion is an error. As far as I know, the makar is a tshuva in the Ber Moshe, who says that someone told him that Rav Moshe potter's toaster is because it's plugged into the ground, it's mechubel lekarka, is matmi on it. Now Rav Moshe never said it. But Rav Moshe had that clout, the Betzina Rav said, and Rav Moshe said it. So it got around. It got around. Now Rav Moshe never said that. Rav Moshe had a shita that toasters, the old-fashioned toasters, are pata from tefillah, because they don't do anything chashuv. That's not called cooking, it's not called baking. He writes, all it does is dry out the bread. And that's not chashuv. You may like it, but it's not a kli bishul, it's not a kli afim. That's a chiddush, I agree. But he didn't say that because you plug it in, it's mechubal karka. The issue of mechubal karka is the Yad Ephraim here on the side of the page. The Yad Ephraim is addressed to Sifhei, but we can look at it now. It's negeah to the ovens and the refrigerators that we just spoke about. The Yad Ephraim says, Ayin Shuvas Shvus Yaakov, Kedera Chadosha Shal Nechayshu Shakar in Heltop, Shakayvim Betana Besachayriv. Here to Shaila about things that are part of a big keli. Tana Beis HaChayrif is a boiler or a pot belly oven. In the pot belly oven or in the boiler, they have a chamber in which they heat water. Okay, it's similar to a you have a refrigerator. It's got a spout for cold water, or it's got a base kibble for ice cubes. So you have a big keli, and within it a small keli that does touch the food. So it's a klisuda, needs tvila. Vaminig shein sarach tvila. Shusyakov said the minig is not to tvila. Why? Not to tvila minig. Kibish shekai v'naisi betana. V'atana kabua bekarka. V'lein asal chatchil lishtamish ben ala b'b'chuber. V'ibetami b'shum tuma. This is your source. He says if it's mechubal karka, it says not mekabel tuma, mekoshke tuma zu. I'm not sure what that means. Kosh goes about Torah Einsham. So memela, it's a reason to be mekel because it's mechubal karka. He has a second reason for its serif that if it's made to heat up water, which is not primarily used for drinking, that also could be a p'tur. It's only used for cooking. But here you have a makar from mechubal karka. It's not a makar ladina because there is an arichus in the Chachmas Adam, Rabbi Kivegim, Sif Aleph, about the vats in which they ferment wine. I wasn't aware that they're made of metal. I thought they were cheres, but gigantic vats in which they put wine. Rabbi Kivegim's lashon is there's no mikveh in the world that can hold them. And the question is whether you have to tevel it. They don't write that mechubal karka is a p'tor. What? He brings it at the end. Okay. Well, he brings it with Kivager? How could he bring? Oh, he brings the wine things. Okay. So even though the Yad Ephraim is bringing this kula, it's not a double bar at all. That mechubal karka is a p'tor. Therefore, just the fact that certainly that's plugged in. Or even a stove that's connected with a pipe to the gears, that's not adequate to pattern. Yeah. All right, so we have to get to it. Things that get ruined when you table, it's hard to. Well, we'll get to the shayla. Okay, it's later in the Rambam.
What would be the difference?
Seems that there's a difference if it touches the food or if it touches something that's not the food. What he says, what he reads, the lashon where I stopped was oitam kim shikul lahakamayim lachoshuk lisuda shei shaisim imenu mayim l'shtias tiyim miyuta ikatash mishak lilo daso shem kach. So I don't know if he reads the ikar is to boil up for the warming the house, which is the primary use of the boiler, or not. Now here you also see that if you occasionally crisp the challah, it's not a mechayiv. He writes, well, occasionally it's used for tea, that's not enough to be a mechayiv. What?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what he means in this part. In this part, the icky heating of the water is probably for that. I don't know. All right, if you want, so if you use it lolosh pas, that water You never drink the water. The water goes into a pass, which is not really lachila, and eventually it turns into bread. It could be that's his reason to patter. And that's certain. The items that are plugged into the water. Yeah, there are mefarshim on the Yad Ephraim, say it's not to me. Yeah, it's just that I don't want to get into all these other topics. I want to go through three klalim. It's a legitimate shaila, the question of toveling electric things, etc. And we'll get to it. I want to go through three klalim of Sif Dalet Hayim Vav, and then we'll talk about whatever it means. Well, it's considered b'chum l'karka, so... Well, obviously, the one that he's talking about, tevling, I imagine it's like a fruit bin. Maybe it flies in and out, but it's part of a big keli. In dine tuma, b'chum l'keli is not makabel tuma. If you could take it apart, but it's not the way it's used, that's not kaveya. Kaveya is the way it's used. A fruit bin is not used there by itself. It's only used as part of the... part of the refrigerator, so I would assume if the refrigerator would be mechubel karka, then that would also have a din of mechubel karka. The p'tur of mechubel karka is there's a rule that has to be a keli shemishtam shemboi molei v'reikon, which Chazal say means you move it around. I think it says that the shulchan is not a keli mekabel toma, even though it's not really kavua, but it's kavua. It's in one place. It's not used carried around. Isn't that the rule? So they took it out occasionally, but the idea, Gemara yes, it's not a kabbal tumah. The Gemara says just take it out to show the people. But the point is that. All right, look, I don't know hilchas tumah scary. Again, three rules for today. We're going to learn the three sifim. Sif dalid is rule number one. If it does not touch the food, it's not made to touch the food, so then it's not something. Which requires tefillah, and this is an absolute kula. There's no chaylik. Nobody on the Shulchan Aruch, on the page of Shulchan Aruch, argues. Now we go to Sif Hay, which is the second kula. Although this is already a machlekes mechaber and Ramah. Let's learn the case and figure out the rule. Sakin shel shchita, a shechitz knife. Oi sakin shemef shitin bay. Or a knife made to take off the hide to skin an animal. Yesh misha aimer she'enoit sarach tvila. The Mechaber says yesh misha aimer. The rule is when the Mechaber says a lashon yesh misha aimer, he means to paskin that way, but to say he only found it in one makar. But he still means to paskin that way. Yesh misha aimer she'enoit sarach tvila. That is sakit shel shita, you don't have to tevil. Ramah says yesh chalkin. Now you're not a shaykh and I'm not a shaykh. What are the two tzadim of whether this needs tefillah or not? So take a quick look in Taz Zayin. The Mordechai Kosev Atam the Loichoshu Klisuda. The Osa Lachtech by Afilat Zaynein. A shechita knife you're not supposed to use even to cut something cold. Even though an animal is also food. Wow. Listen to this kula. This kula is, even if it's used to touch food, but the food is not edible at the time that you touch the food, then it's potter from tefillah. That's the shita of the mechaber. A shita knife, it touches food. The sif dalid was it doesn't touch the food. Sif hay is it doesn't touch the food when it's edible. It touches food before it's edible. Adayin tzricha bishul. So the mechaber shita is that's enough of a reason to be potter. According to this, if you have a rolling pin that you roll out dough, or a cookie cutter that you use for dough, it's potter from tefillah according to the mechaber, because it touches the dough. Maybe it's possible to eat the dough, but it's not normal to eat dough. And therefore, according to the Mechaber, these things would be potter. We have to see why the Rambam argues, we'll see in a minute. But we have here a second major p'tor, which is something that touches food at a time that the food is not yet edible. It's still raw food. An example, they bring out the needles that you stitch a stuffed stuffed turkey, a stuffed hen with, the needle only touches the food when the food is not edible. So this is tour number two. Our job is going to be to figure out why the Rama argues. For you, you have a second kula. This Faradim, have you have two kulas now? Doesn't touch your food, or touch food when it's not edible. You're potel gabri from tefillah. Why does the Rama argue? So we're going to see now a machlekes why the Rama argues. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to have here two shittas why the Rama argues. Look in Shach Yud Aleph. But we have to learn the next line. The next line of the Rama brings another example. Habarzolim shemisaknim behen amatzais. Those are the tools that make holes that are your menakir the matzis. Einam tzrichin tefillah. Why not? Can't eat the matzah raw. I thought the Rama argues. With the kula. So let's see Shachir Aleph. Shachir Aleph kasha. The bits of the heter, klad v'chestim beitin, a berzin on sakshal shchita. These metal things that make holes in the dough is the same thing as sakshal shchita. Shemav shitim bay. One that you skin the animal, then tzar tvila, kiven davish shem esakna, I say tzar chadayin tikkun acher. Since the thing that you're using is not ready to eat. V'mkei, kiven akos of Aram, the besak tzar shchit yeshuzo b'lai bracha, who had dinner barzolim, what's going on here? The Ramos says, yesh cholkin with this kula. And then he turns around and he says that the metal doesn't eat tvila, which is vital to the same kula. V'nira, this tvila ila Aram, da barzolim gori tve she'i efshe l'sham shon l'may chalacher. I efshe means it's not normal, it's not a tool that's made to use for edible food. Mashenkin sachin shel shchita she'efshe l'sham shon l'may chalacher. So here he's saying, let me explain, that really the Ramah's maida to the mechaber's kula. He's really maida that if it touches the food when it's raw, you're on tevila. Why is sakin shel shchita needs tevila? Because it can be used. You can cut something. You can cut your sandwich with it as well. So since it could be used for edible items, that's why it needs tevila. But otherwise, it wouldn't. That's the shas shita in the Rama. It's all one reason. It's not edible, so it's not a klisuda. That's one reason.
Even though
you cannot cut, then he says,
still, he brings a second. I think the
Ramah's
argument on that
front, the way the Shach seems to say it, the whole point is the Barzilim Shemenakri Namatsis. So, it has no other use. So he's saying is, I'm minded to use something that has a rolling pin. Any other food use of a rolling pin besides to roll a dough? What else would you use a rolling pin for? And kids play with it, and there's no other food use for I'm saying. But the rolling pin is not used, the husband's not edible at that point. It's not cooked yet. Somebody bought his wife, he knew his wife was desperate for a mink coat. So he bought her a mink coat. So she looks at it and she says, oh, the creature they had to skin for this. So the husband says, thank you for being concerned about me. So, the one second. Good. So the Shach learns this pshat in the Ramah. L'chay it's mukhrik in the Ramah. Because the next line, the Ramah says, that stuff, shemesachim ben amatzis, doesn't need tefillah. L'chay it's the right way to learn. The right way to learn. However, the Gra disagrees. Look in Gra Yudalit. Habarzilin. Habarzilin. Here it's very clear his argument to Shas. Sometimes you have to learn it into him. Into the Gra. Here he says it clearly. Kiniskala el shatzar chadayin tikun. The Chriya Khan Shein Sarach. Rabbah said it doesn't need tefillah. Shum di iash l'shtamish ben tashmish acher. It's not possible to use it for another use. Mashenke b'sakan shel shchita shach. Quotes the shach. Valesa. The Gross says the Shach is wrong. The Gam Sakin Shal Shchita Mishtam Shimbahen. It's also a Sakin Shal Shchita you don't use for food. Kamay Shekasa B'chulin Sham. Like it says in Chulin. Vayin Taisis. Maybe Taisafta Reish Perak Yizayin D'Shabbos. Or Taisis. Kufgav Gimel Beis. Dibra Masal Sakina. We all know that a Sakin Shal Shchita is Muktzah Machnas Sarin Kis. Because it's not used for anything else. Kamay Shekasa Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. Simin Shin Ches. That's Ilchus Muktzah. The fact that theoretically it could be used, if it's used, ayin sivches. Sivches, we're going to talk about things that are like a pocket knife that's primarily used for non-food and occasionally used for food. That's sivches. But the Gra here learns different than the Shach. The Shach learns that the Ramah is moida to the klal of the Mechaber, that if it's not edible, it's potem tefillah. And he holds the second shel shchita is different because it's occasionally used for other things. But some it's purely used for non-edible uses. The Shach says no machlokes mechaber Ramah. The Gra disagrees. The Gra says that's what they're arguing about. The Gra, the Pri Chodesh, the same shita, says the Ramah disagrees with this whole heter of the fact that it's not edible b'shas ma'isa. Ay, what shver. The Barzolim Shemisakdim. Why is that potter? So they say because I think Bichadu says because it's not a choshuva tikkun. It's just to make holes in the matzah. Shaloi avilidei neficha. It shouldn't blow up. It's not a choshuva tikkun meichel. Similar to our Moshe writes later about the toaster not being a choshuva tikkun, and it's a separate reason why it's potter. But be'etzem, it's a potter. So it comes out that right now we end up, if you think about this, with sort of a sex sanker. Let's say a rolling pin. You have to tevel it. According to the Mechaber, Yizicha Potter. According to the Ramah, it's a machlek, it's a shach in the grog. So it really is a sex sanker. It's a vadai in the Shitas HaMechaber. And Kavanas HaRamah, we have a machlek, it's the shach and the grog in his Kavanah. So in Shuras Hadin, there's a makom to be meikel. Someone's stuck Erev Shabbos. There's a makom to be meikel, but it's a davar she'eino matirin, really. You can just go tevel it. So why be samech on svek sveika? But in the Shuras Hadin, we now have a second major kula. And certainly for bracha. Well, kula number one, sif dalid, was if it doesn't touch the food. And kula number sif hey, is if it... It doesn't touch the food when the food is already edible. Okay, so we have these two major kulas. Let's learn the last piece of the Ramah. He sticks in another din. And apparently it was the custom when they put bread in the oven to cover the bread. I'm not sure why. They would cover the bread. It's potter. Aval kisi kidei ritzarach tefillah. But the covering of a pot... doesn't touch the food. Why does it need tefillah? Yeah, you have a cover on your pot. It doesn't touch the food. Why does it need? How do you know that? You look in the Gra. Gra Tezvav says what you're saying. Yeah, Morok. I guess the spritzing. Vazeya oil lekisoy. Vavlek kikdera. She says if the steam touches it, it needs what? That's what he's saying. I still look at what the Gra says clearly. The Gra says because the Zeya comes into contact with it, and therefore it's like liquid, and it's Mechayev Tefillah. Now here the question is about toaster ovens. We have a tray, and the only thing that touches the food is a tray. So you want to take out the tray and just table the tray alone. Is that enough? Or do we say that the steam, now if you only use it for bread, bread doesn't have steam, but if you use it for pizza or something that has a bubbly component that bubbles in the heat and causes steam, do you have to tevel the entire toaster oven? So Rav Palm held that you have to tevel it because of this din. The Zeya goes up and the Zeya touches the cover. At that time, I argued with Rav Palm, and I said that it's not the point steam touches it. steam touching it incidentally shouldn't matter. The point is that that's the reason you cover a pot. You cover a pot to contain everything in the pot. It's put there to contain it. My shake in a microwave, it's not really... No, I don't mean a microwave. I mean a toaster oven. That's not really why you have the whole covering around it. It's not to help it cook. It's just because you want to contain the heat in an area. So the Gross says Zaya. Does he mean because the Zaya helps it? It's made to help the cooking? Or is the touching of the Zaya? So the truth is, there a pump was not masking. He's masking in a microwave oven, some of the bigger thing, maybe so, but in a small thing that's like the size of a pot, he felt that it's mishamish it the same way. Later they published this Sefer Tfilas Kalim. The very last din, all the way back in the Sefer, they call Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as saying, really the explanation that I had argued, that steam is not mechayiv just because steam touches it. It's only the cover of a pot, which is a tashmish shaychel, but you don't have to toivel the entire toaster oven. But okay, lemaisa, I toivel it. My rabbi helped to toivel it, so I toivel the whole toaster oven, and this survives. There's no problem. I just toivel the toaster oven.
If there was no cover on that, all the steam went up when the food was in the pot. It does.
All right, so that's what I was arguing. Okay, Mendy agrees with me. If a palm would be alive, I'd bring you along to...
When the palm was sent, it was made differently today with the...
I'm talking about the old ones. The community just forgets. The fact that it breaks is a separate discussion. If I start, well, we're not going to learn. So I want to learn. All right, so this is the second half of the sif. One thing is clear, the cover of storage units of Tupperware, the covers, those don't need tefillah. Because those covers, there's no zeya. It's not made to touch the food. And, the plastic anyway, okay. But somebody has a storage thing, it would be clear, it doesn't touch the food, it's putty. The warmers, the ones they roll in warmers. Those are not ovens that are mechubel karka. I don't know. What about the warmers? What about the warmers? I think that the Shabbos warmers, they cover them all. They dry out over Shabbos, the food. So they cover very well with aluminum foil. Otherwise, the kugel would come out crispy. It would be they would be burnt. So they do cover it. Incidentally, if Zaya comes, it should be no worse than but those are the Shabbos warmers. The truth is that the caterers, any time they cater in a hotel, they don't cook in the hotel. They cook in a commissary, and they bring everything in the tall warmers. They cover it too. You know, I've been there; they also cover it. Usually, double cover it. They cover it very well. So I suppose that that's the reason it would need tefillah, because it's covered well. So I promised you three coolers. But the first is a total cooler, it doesn't touch the food. The second is at least some sort of a machlaikis. Sivav is the third klal that I want to learn today. Kli eitz sheyesh loy chashukim shel barzel. These are the old barrels. Remember the old wooden barrels, and they have metal rings around them. Now you would say it's part of a tefillah. The metal doesn't touch the food. The metal rings are around the outside. So the Mechaber says, "Kli eishay chashukim shel barzel mebechoshem idem aisai." Ain't it talk tefila? The Mechaber says it doesn't need tefila because it's wood. The wood is what touches the food, and memela, it's not something that needs tefila. So there are two shachs here. Shach is one shach. Shach yud beis. Ain't it talk tefila? What happened between the time Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef and the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch? In the Beis Yosef he said, So the Shach is arguing on this din whether maimid is machayev tefillah. That is a very tricky din. What's maimid? Maimid means it's a wooden barrel. So you ask somebody, what's that? I say a wooden barrel. It's got rings around it that hold the wood together. And the maimid is enough, according to the Shach, to make machayev tefillah b'loy bracha. So answer me the following question. Somebody has a keli. It's a plastic keli. It's all made out of plastic, whatever. It's a blender, it's a mixer, it's whatever it is. But it has a metal screw that holds it together. Now it's a one itty bitty tiny metal screw. But that metal screw is a maimed. Unscrew the screw and the whole thing splits in half and it falls apart. Two screws or three screws. Shouldn't it be chayv and tefillah? I wish I would understand a reason to patter. They argue Keurig machines are plastic. Now it's a mistake because we took apart two or three of them, different models, and all of them, the chamber that heats the water is metal. So it's not true that it's all plastic. They're right, only the needle is metal, and find a way to table the needle, but it's not emes because unless they change. But a couple of years ago, we took apart three Keurigs, different types. They all had a metal chamber to heat the water. So it should be mechayev. But even let's say it's all plastic. But if it has a screw holding it together, now it sounds like a joke. Because it's a screw, so table a screw and change a screw. Like, well, what do you care? I don't know. What are you going to do? It says here, if the maimed is metal, that's a mechayev. It seems that if it's true that it's a metal screw that's holding it all together, that it should be mechayev. Usually on the bottom, because they don't... No, you can reach it. You have to be able to reach it with a screwdriver. It's accessible. The screw doesn't touch the food. The screw is by the working component, not by the part that holds the food. But the same thing here. You have a barrel. The metal doesn't touch the food.
I think it's going to say that the metal is seen. It's obvious that the screw is not
really
seen. Obviously, the head
is. Is that a p'tur? I don't know. There is, it needs a ma'isa uman. It could be it's enough. There's an eitzah, which Rabbi Kivega says in Sefaf. I don't know Rabbi Kivega. It talks about these giant metal vats. What are you going to do? There's no place to title them. It says you break it and fix it in a way that a uman needs to fix it. I remember when we got married, we had a toaster oven, and we were sure it's going to break, it's not going to break. So I had a single brother-in-law. He said, I'll take it apart and put it back together again. As a supik if it's a ma'isa uman. Well, ma'isa, he took it apart, and it was definitely a ma'isa uman to get it together again, because we had a hard time figuring it out. So I don't know, if you just unscrew the screw and put the screw right back, I'm not sure. But if it's something that requires a certain amount of assembly, so that would be adequate. So, what? What's the first thing you do to take it apart? Usually the very first thing you do is unscrew something. How do you get to the screw without unscrewing something? Okay, then you're right. And I don't mean, if you can do a ma'aser uman, like Rabbi Kivega says, drill a hole in it, and then fill it up with something, you're right. If you drill that's what Rabbi Kivega says, do it to that, drill a hole. And now you need a uman to fix it, and you go and repair it. That's adequate.
But,
the trucks. Fortunately, the trucks generally belong to Goyim. But you're right, the trucks that bring the grapes to the, the milk, to the milk trucks.
I
take a look at the, we didn't learn it, it's late now, the first Rabbi Kivega, the first long Rabbi Kivega. It seems that the size itself is not a p'tor. Okay, so to review, we learned today three dinim. A kula, a machlaikis, and a chumra. The kula was, if it doesn't touch the food, it's definitely pater. Machlaikis is, if it touches the food when it's not edible, according to most paiskim, it's pater. The gra, according to Rama, is machmer. And the third is this chumra, that if something's a maimid, that it's chayiv, and that's where we're at. Next Sunday, we're off for Kabbalah Satayra. Samit Hashem, two Sundays from now.